We are learning Masech L'Soyta Daf Tezayin and Beis, and we started 10 lines from the top out of two dots. It says in the Mishnah that you put on Afar Kadei Shira Alamayim. It has to be invisible on the water. Tadar Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Shloish Atricha Shiru. There are three things that have to be seen. What are the three things? Afar Soyta, dirt of Soyta they put into the water, the Efer Para, Efer of a Para, which means the ashes of a Para also that you put into the water, the Mayim Chayim, that you use to spritz on the person who's tamei, v'roik yivama, and the spit of yivama have to be visible to the dayanim. So those are the three things the Braisa says. B'shemar Shmuel amru af dam tzipor, dam tzipor also. What's a dam tzipor? When the mitzayra is healed, so they bring outside into the field two tzipirim. It says you bring two birds. It's a tzipor achaya yikach oisah v'es eitzah erez v'shnia talas v'es eizoyv. And you tovel oisam v'es tzipor achaya b'dama tzipor hashchut al mayim chayim. What you do is you shech the tzipor onto the water, and then in that water and dam, you dip in the tzipor achaya, the eitz erez, the shnita las, and the ezov. You all dip that into the dam tzipor. So Rav Shmuel says also there the dam tzipor has to be visible on the water. So we have three things in the brisa, and Rav Shmuel adds on a fourth thing. So now we're going to discuss Rav Shmuel. It sounds like Tanna Kamma holds it does not have to be visible. My time with Rav Shmuel. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, "V'tovel oisam v'dam." It says, "V'tovel oisam v'satzipar chayim v'dam atzipar shkuta ala mayim achayim." V'tayinu to the brayso v'dam. You have to dip in the dam. Yochel v'dam le'mayim. Maybe you only dip in the dam mayim. Tam loy mayim. It says mayim. I mayim. If it says to dip into the water, yochel b'mayim loy v'dam. Maybe dafka water not dam. Tam loy v'dam. It says v'dam. So it says two things there. It says tovel v'dam ala mayim chayim. It says both things. So Teretz is, okay, Tzad, maybe Mayim Shadam Tzipa Nikabem, Vekama Revias. You bring Mayim Shadam Tzipa Nikabem, how much is that? Mayim Revias. And we'll see soon, Kaimla Techazal, that a Tzipa, which is a certain type of bird, there, it's always Nikar in a Revias. And it's not too much Dam, not too little Dam. It's exactly a great mix, that the water is still viable and the Dam is Nikar. That's what you have to do. Rabbanon says, no, it's not a riot. Rabbanon, that says not right from that pasuk that you say you have to have dam nicker. Because Rabbanon, who the gufe? You need it for the gufe. Don't come, Rahmanah. Atlo v'dam amayim. I need the pasuk to tell you that you mix the dam amayim together. I wouldn't know that. We'll see you in a second. We wouldn't know that if not for this pasuk. Don't bring me a raya that it has to be still we call dam and mayim, which means it's nicker in the water. No. Rabbanon says it just has to be mixed together. And why did it say both dam and mayim? Tell you it has to be mixed. Rabbi Shmuel, im came, lichtei Rahmanah v'tavol bahem. Just say v'tavol b'hem, and I'll know we mean the dam and the mayim. V'dam mayim lom, li l'nikr. Rabbanon says, no. Because of one of v'tavol b'hem, if you just say v'tavol b'hem, hava mina ha'luchudei v'ha'luchudei. May means you dip this tzipor chaya and the eitz erez, that's the stick, and the shnit las, the red thread. Maybe you just dip that into the dam, then you dip it into the mayim. Now, both together. Because of one of dam and mayim l'arvon, you have to mix it. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, l'arvon k'rach v'nik siv. There's not a pasuk that says you have to mix it. The pasuk says, so it's clear, you're shechting the dam, you're shechting the tzipor into the water. So you know it's mixed. So you don't need it, you don't need the pot to mix it. But I want to know. Ima hi havamina, you would say, lishchete, like al means al basama. Let's say somach lamana, you shecht it next to that keli of water. When it says, v'shochat tzipor achas al klicheres al mayim chayim, it doesn't mean into the water. It means near the water. You hold on to the veins, and you don't let any dam come out. And you makabel the dam, then afterwards in a different keli. And then you dip it in twice. Kamash law, the other pasuk it says, that has to be mixed together. But Rabbi Shmuel holds, no, I know it already from the other pasuk, when it says al. I know it's mixed. What is this pasuk telling you? This pasuk is telling you that it has to be mixed into the, has to be dipped into dam and mayim. And there has to be dam that's nicker in the mayim. It's visible in the water, and it's still visible that there's water also. It's not plain dam. And that's the why he counts it as the fourth thing. Rabbi Shmuel argues right about it. Boim Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira, G'doylov, it's a big bird, Medaches is a mayim, and then it's so much dam that it pushes away the mayim. It's like no water there. Or what about a katana, a small bird, v'nitches a mayim, and the water makes it too light. The dam is too light. Ma, what's the halacha? Omalei. So this question, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmi tells Yirmi, "Lava mina loch loy sapik nafshu v'arim hilchasa." Didn't I tell you a bunch of times that everything chomim do? Don't think, don't question them. Because here we're talking about tzipra dror. This is talking about tzipra dror, a certain type of tzipra. And shiru abanon, the abanon were meshayer. They estimated that in chod gedoy lo shemadechas amayim, there is no bird that in that species that's big enough that pushes away the water that will completely dilute, knock out the water. And there's no one small enough that the down will be diluted by the water. So therefore, this is the Chazal said. If you have a vias mayim with that dam, you're good to go. That's what Chazal said, and they knew that. They were Mashiach, they estimated exactly. Akaponim, so that's why we say revias. Now we're going to go back to the halachas of the afar in the Mei Saita. So we said that the afar has to be nicker in the water of the Saita, and you first put in the water, and then you put on the afar. That's the halacha when it comes to the halacha of Saita. What you do is, it says in the Pasuk, v'lokach ha'koyim mayim kedoshim b'kli cheres, you take mayim kedoshim b'kli cheres, which is from the kiyor, u'min ha'ofar ha'shiyah b'karka ha'mishkan. Then you take off from the karka ha'mishkan, which we talked about extensively before. Yikach ha'koyim nosal ha'mayim. Take that offer and put it into the mayim. So what do you do first? The mayim and the keli, then you put the offer in afterwards. Tanrabon, what happens if hiktim offer l'mayim? If you put the offer but first, and then the mayim, the halacha is, it's possible. The halacha is, it's possible. Rav Shimon Machshir, Shimon holds kosher. Now, why does Tanakama hold possible? So Rashi explains, because the reason why it's kosher is, because, the reason why it's possible is because it says in the pasuk that the order is mayim first and offer, and it says the end of the parasha, v'asullah ha'koin es kol ha'tayra ha'zoitz, which means it has to be keseda kosher of a parasha, and therefore it's ma'akev, and it's possible if you put the offer in first, it's possible. Rav Shimon holds kosher. Why is Shimon holds kosher? My time with Rav Shimon, everything is ma'akev. My time with Rav Shimon, it says in the pasuk regarding para aduma, v'lochu lo tamei ma'afar srefa sachatos. You take for the tamei ma'afar srefa sachatos, which is actually ashes, it's calling it offer. V'tanya on Rav Shimon, v'chiyafu alayifu. It's not earth, the earth, it's ashes. So the Gemara says, why does it call it earth to make gzeira shava? Shina kos ma'asmoi lo deman gzeira shava. Nem kan offer, nem lahalon offer. It says over here offer, and it says by soita offer, ma lahalon offer gavamayim, afkan offer gavamayim. Just like by soita, it's offer on top of water, so also the lock of the paraduma has to be offer gavamayim. Ma kan him ikto of lamayim kosher, and just like by paraduma, if you put an offer first, it works. Afla halon ikto of lamayim kosher, there was by soita, it'll be kosher if you did the offer first. And we'll see in a second how we know that by paraduma, putting offer is first. What do you do by paraduma? By paraduma, you take the burnt paraduma and you put it into mayim chayim, and that's your paraduma water. That's your may para. Now, we're going to see a drasha that if you put the offer in first, it works. So we're learning gzeira shava to us. What's gzeira? Why? How do you know gzeira shava? Because here it changed the word from afer to offer. Now, Ali going to ask me. I spoke out before earlier in the shir that we learn from this pasuk that says offer and not afer, that offer and afer are the same thing, have the same halakas. That's what we learned, that Basil learns out from this. Tosis asks kasha. Tosis asks, look at the bottom, Tosis, all the bottom. Tosis says, Taimba, b'chima b'kach shino, because this is the reason why he changed the perkis adam, b'kach shino, alibu desil, lamed, she'ef and nikra offer. We said that the reason why it's changed is because afer is called offer. The Yeshlaim with Tati Shvamino, learn both things from it. That's Tosis' answer. Agaponim, Rabbi Shimon is saying that we changed the words from offer afer to offer is for gzeira shava, and teaches us that the chatchilish do the water first, but if you do the offer first, it works. B'hasam and all, and how do you know that it works? So when the trei kroy xiv, really the pasuk by para aduma is a little bit steered. The pasuk says v'lochu la tamei me afar sreif asachatos, but nosan alav, you should put on the offer mayim chaim el keli. Put a mayim chaim el keli. Now it's a steer. Why? Because ksiv alav ma'alma efer breishes. Smash my first efer, and then you put on it water. V'ksiv mayim chaim el keli. Sounds like the mayim chaim goes to the keli first, goes straight to the keli. Alma mayim breishes. You see that mayim goes first. You see mayim goes first. So stira, okay, tzad, rotza zeh, noisin, rotza zeh, you can do either one. So you see there, so that's the dilemma. There, maybe l'chatchilish, you learn from Saita, you do the mayim first, but if you do either one, it's kosher. And that's what we're learning out there, that's what Hashem is learning out to us, that if you do it all the way, it's kosher. Rabbanan says no. El Keli Dafka. The Dafka is that you put Mayim Chaim al Keli first, and then you put by the paradumi, put the Afer, the ashes in second. I, what's Olav? Olav means La Arva, to mix it. To mix it. After you put the ashes in, you mix it up and down, there ends up being that the Mayim is on top, the Afer is on top of the Mayim, and the Mayim on top of the Afer. You just mix it up. Most of Olav, Mayim Chaim, Mayim putting up water on top of the Afer by mixing it up. Ve'ema love dafka, El Kelly, maybe, how do you know Rabban to dafka is that? Maybe Olav is dafka, which means you put on the ashes water. I, El Kelly. El Kelly is the chirusa makli, that you should not, you should get the water directly from the spring. It means first straight from the spring water to the kli. So my answer is no. Rabban knew that you first put in the water. That would be the way to make the drasha. Why? Ma'amatzid v'chomak ma'akshel ma'ayla. You always find the ma'akshel ma'ayla. V'aysayta. And by Dama Tzipor, you always find that the Makshir goes Lamaila into the water. Just like by the Yishech, the Dam Tzipor into the water, you put the Afar also into the water by Saita Afka, Makshir Lamaila. That's, you know, the Makshir goes Le Maila, and that's how Rabbanu knew to make that drasha. Like upon him, so we have over here that in Mechlekes Tanoyim, if Hiktim off Lamayim, it's possible or not. According to Rabbanon, by Soita, it says Dafka, everything in the parashas, but Dafka. And it says, first put Mayim, then Afar. You take Mayim from the Kiyar, and you put an Afar from the Mishkan into it. Rav Shimon's Machshuk, he learns that from the case of Paraduma, from Gzer Shav, and Rabbanon hold that even by Paraduma, the way to do it is, you first, not Rotz Mizenois Mizenazin, the first you do water, and then you do the ashes of the Paraduma.